This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch hamavon. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen, Kuf Mem Tes. We're up to... We're middle of the Mechaber. We learned in the beginning of the Sif Aleph that Tzibur is not allowed to leave until they put away the Sefer Torah. V'im... If they're putting the Sefer Torah away in another house, if the shul only has one door, you have to wait in the shul until the Sefer Torah goes out. You need to follow it to the place that they put it away. If the shul has two doors, you are allowed to go out of one door before the Sefer Torah goes out of the other door, provided that you follow the Sefer Torah, and you accompany it to the place that they put it away. In the place where they put it away, in the Arayin, in the Shul, mitzvah l'chomisha oiveres lefanav, it is a mitzvah for anyone who passes before it, l'lavoisa ad lefnei Arayin, to escort it until before the Arayin, shemachnisin oisasham, that you bring it to. The Ramah is mashma that a guy in the back of the shul does not have a mitzvah to go escort the Sefer Torah to the Arayin. It's only someone who the Sefer Torah passes by. So if the Sefer Torah is passing you by, you should then continue with it and escort it to the Arayin. But to go from the back of the shul to be there, to be able to escort the Sefer Torah, I don't know. It's according to what the Ramah says, that's not, maybe it's a good deed, but that's not, the Ramah does not discuss that. In a certain sense, it's mashma, that's not the mitzvah. V'chin ha-goylel, likewise the guy who does hagba, yelich achar sefer Torah lefnei Aron, he should escort the sefer Torah to Aron, v'oymeid sham, he should stand there, ad sheyachzira sefer Torah lemakom, until the sefer Torah is in its spot. V'chin noegin b'magbia sefer, ki hu ikar ha-goylel. So now, the Ramah is saying, don't think what I just said was for the Magbiah. No, it was for the Goylel proper, because this also applies for the Magbiah, who's the Iker Goylech Moshnes Bar. But if you got the distinction of being the Goylel, you should also escort it. The Yeshikoshim Avina Tinoikis Lanashik Hatoira Kedei Lechancham Ulazarzam B'mitzvah. Some say that we bring young children to kiss the Sefer Torah, to train them and encourage them to do mitzvahs. After they kiss the Sefer Torah, the implication is they should immediately leave. V'chein noyagin, and that is the minag. In other words, you bring them to kiss the Sefer Torah.
I thought we're not supposed to kiss the Sefer Torah. There's a whole shmooze on that.
It's not discussing whether you should or should not. No, nothing is mentioned about adults kissing it over here. Whether an adult should or should not kiss the Sefer Torah, that's a separate discussion.
What it says, yes, the goyel or the hagba should be escorting it. Is that only to the Ashkenaz who use hagba? They put in the secretary before Ashrei. Let's say Sfar that it's done later. Maybe they don't have to wait around to escort it.
Let's see what the Sfar is here. Let's see. I hear what he's saying. Okay. Tzrichin le'sakev. What's the reason you should stay in the shul if they're putting away the Sefer Torah in another building? It's not correct that a person should go out the door before the Sefer Torah and follow it, to make a beautification, to escort it. They juxtapose it on the pasuk. The siv achrei Hashem lekechem telechu. Lotzeis bePesach echad, to go out of one door. The bezeh, in other words, you would be allowed to go out of a different door before the sefer Torah goes out of its door. The bezeh loy minkar sheyotzei kodem sefer Torah, because with this it's not recognizable that you're going out before the sefer Torah. Uvavad sheyelchu. Meaning, if there's a different door, you're allowed to go out your door before the sefer Torah goes out of his door. Uvavad sheyelchu perosh. Perosh. Af shehitarnu lotzes pesach acher. Even though we allowed you to go out of the different door, mikol makom tzach lahamtin b'chutz. Nevertheless, you need to wait outside ad sheyitzu sefer Torah, until you take out the sefer Torah, v'yilava oisa l'makayma, and escort it to its place. Lila voisa, to escort it, v'chein kishemaitzian mehehechal. Likewise, when you take it out of this hechal, mitzvah l'chomisha oiveras l'fanov lila voisa arabima. It's a mitzvah on anyone who passes before it to escort it to the bima. Now, again, this is mashma. You know, you have people, they make their way from the back of the shul to walk this way with that. Pal, who invited you up here? Where do you come from? It's only somebody. Pal, get back into your spot. You want to exercise, go outside and do jumping jacks. Who asked you to come out of your spot? It's only someone who the Sefer Torah passes before them. So the question is, really, are we being too much of a stickler to be medayik that the guy in the back has no business walking up? So the Dirshu brings from the Shari Ephraim that if the Sefer Torah does not come before you, the minog is your makarev atzmai k'tzas l'roisai. You bring yourself, you could move up a row or two. But if you're coming up from the back row or the middle to the front of the shul, the usher should kindly escort you back to your spot. You know, and anyway, you need to start training yourself to sit patiently and quietly so that you could respectfully remain in your place, ben gavra legavra, without reading parsha sheets. No, you're allowed to, again, you're allowed to read Parsha Sheets, Ben Gavra Lagavra. Are you allowed to? Aiden, we're not going to be Moicha. Okay. What about adults kissing the Sefer Torah? The Torah's Chaim writes, the minhag is even Gedolim kiss the Sefer Torah. And it's brought in the Siddur of the Yavetz. By the way, they just came out with a new Siddur Yavetz. The Kaf HaChaim says it's a minhag d'ari to kiss the Sefer Torah. The Shaar Ephraim says that if you're close to the Sefer Torah, you should
say goodbye, mommy, when we're in Epsa.
You should hug it even with your right hand, like it says, "Vimini techabakeni." And the Chazoinish also kissed and hugged the Sefer Torah. He would kiss the Derech HaMe'il, and he would hug the Me'il. If someone cannot kiss the Sefer Torah with his mouth, the Shaar Ephraim says you should kiss it with your hand. In the Sefer Vayas Avram of the Rav of Chechenov, he says our minhag is not to put the mouth, only with the hand. And the beer over there says you're not allowed to put money in your mouth, because you might get roik on it. And like we've given in a shir also, that Rav Henkin said you should not kiss the Sefer Torah with your mouth, because nobody needs your germs. Nobody wants your communicative diseases spread by you kissing the Sefer Torah. Also, who do you think you are that you're so close to the Sefer Torah that b'fnei kol am ve'ida, you're giving it a big kiss? Really, you're so close to the Sefer Torah? How much time a day do you spend learning it? You learn the whole day? How much, we need on a document. What's your batala time? We want to see on your phone how much time you spend on your phone. Then we'll make an analysis whether you're close enough to the Sefer Torah that you should be kissing it. Instead, Rav Henkin says you should do like the Sfardim. The Sfardim, they point and they kiss their hand. That's a good assessment of how close you are to the Torah. Now, but the tzaddik of Ranana says, not quoting Rav Henkin, obviously, But he says when the pasuk says Vayishak Yaakov li Rachel, Vayishak Yaakov li Rachel. What do you mean? It should say Vayishak Yaakov Rachel. No, he did like the Sfardim. He pointed to her, and he kissed his finger. Li Rachel, li Rachel. Anyway, so this dates back to the time of Yaakov Avinu. And Lemaisa, the minhag of Rabbi Yashiv, was not to kiss the Sefer Torah by putting his mouth on it. The Shlomo Zalman said that Lemaisa, you don't have to be choishesh for sakana. I don't know if he's talking about the first guy who kissed it or the second guy who kissed it. You know, is it the first guy doesn't have to be choishesh that he's spreading his diseases, or the or once the first guy kissed it, the second guy could also kiss it without worrying about picking up the disease. I don't know. If you want, maybe we'll have a doctor come. We'll swab the mantle of the Sefer Torah to see. Okay. One thing that I tell you is that don't start embracing the Sefer Torah. The whole Tzibur is waiting for you. Because you never know, if you start embracing, people are going to get restless. Who knows what they're going to do? They might start reading the Parsha sheets, you know? So, and it's going to be on your head because you embrace the Sefer Torah. You can't hear me? That, you didn't need to hear that. It's okay. Okay, that. Okay. I'm good. It's your computer. Okay, weiter. Weiter. V'chein noigim b'magbia. Mashma de minagin hu b'magbia b'lchud. It's mashma that our minag is only the magbia. Avol b'lvush v'shulchan atzishim sh'arafrayim avoyar d'bein ha-magbia uvein ha-goylel. That it's the magbia and the goylel should escort the Sefer Torah. Even if the Sefer Torah is not passing before the goylel, the Prima Gadim says he needs to wait around to escort it. What about Nusach Svard in a place where they bring the Sefer Torah after Uvalet Zion? Says Reb Chaim Noah, the Goylel does not have to escort. Why? He's not in the spot anymore. The Taras Chaim says no. He proves from the Ramah the Goylel needs to wait around until to escort the Arayin. The bottom line is, if your spot in the Shul is not being passed by the Sefer Torah, you should not walk out of your spot to go and dafka escort the Sefer Torah. It's only if the Sefer Torah is passing you by. Are you allowed to? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure you're allowed to. I'm not sure. You could move your. You could move closer. You could move closer. That's minhagenu. You want to do your own minhagim? You could apply to the poiskim and ask them if you could establish your own personal custom. That I can't help you out with. Weiter. Minog pashet shebederach hilucha min ateva oimar shel tzibur vatzibur mizmar leDavid havel Hashem. The minog is that when the shel tzibur takes the sefer from the bima to the arayin, you say mizmar leDavid. What if you're still saying Ashrei? Should you be mafsik to say Mizmar LeDavid? Absolutely not. It's only a minog. Ashrei is Me'ikar Adin. Even though the minog is Makairai in the Torah, but since it's not Me'ikra Takana, you should not interrupt Ashrei, or you should not be mafsik anything to say it. Certainly you should not be mafsik in Uvalet Zion to say L'David Mizbar. Certainly you should not be mafsik to say Uvenucha Yoimar. This is a very important halacha. You ready? In some shuls, they don't give you the time to say Mizmar L'David and Uvenucha Yoimar. The Chazan is under pressure, so he makes believe like he's saying the whole thing, but he like says every third word. And you only have time to say one or the other. Which one should you say? Avado, you say Mizmar LeDavid or LeDavid Mizmar. That is a minog that is Makairoi in the Torah. Uvenucha Yoimar, Kemat, it says it nowhere that you should say that. So therefore, it's in the Siddur. You say it, but you don't have time? No, that's the first thing that goes. In the entire Siddur, if you don't have time for something, you drop Uvenucha Yoimar. Okay, well, hold over here, Skayach.
The discussion of Ashrei is the Nishach Sfarad, right? That was the conversation? If you're
No,
still
because,
saying
no,
Ashrei.
even let's say like a Musaf on Shabbos, it's not love
that.
Oh,
no, everybody says Ashrei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.